Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir, man. It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. You already know we're here, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. You know what I'm saying? I know I see Mr. Pill. Mr. Pill, he's already online. What's going on with you, bro? How you feeling?
What's happening? It's your boy, Mr. P.I., double L to the Z, from the CPGA, Doughboy already, the one and only Mr. Pills. What's happening, bro? DJ, nothing nice.
Yeah, we're cooling, man. Hey, look, you see, since he started like that, you know, I'm going to get right back to him. I'm going to get to this news real quick, everything, because I know he ready to, you know, turn up. Because, see, y'all, that's my brother from another mother. If y'all didn't know, you know, that's my brother from another mother. So, from way back, you know, like four flats, like back in the day. But yeah, you know, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one this time. It's going to be a good one. But real quick, let me do a preliminary shout out to everybody that's tuning in from all over the world, man. Everywhere, shout out to LNL Films and Productions, you know, the company. You know, that's how we do. Shout out to BNC. You know, we always work. And shout out to MP3Wax.com. Got some industry news from there. And, you know, Logo Lens, my sponsor. Shout out to everybody. Who else? Make sure you hit up DJ Nothing Nice at Twitter, man. Hit me up on Facebook. I really don't be on there, but you can still hit me up. And I frequently check it every now and then. But I'm all on Twitter and IG and Path and the other social networks, social media outlets. So let's get into this news real quick because, you know, we got the name, we got the PI to the double. Well, y'all already heard it. So we gonna get into this industry news real quick. Brought to you by MP3Wax.com. They officially break records. If you're an artist, man, make sure you get with them. That's family right there. Oh, forgot to tell you, Good Time Cigarellos. Can't forget the Good Time. Make sure you get your Good Time Cigarellos. If you want more information on that, you already know what to do, man. Hit me up on the email. I'll go ahead and give you my email. You know what I'm saying, real quick. It's nothingniceproductions@gmail.com. You know, it's NOTHINIC. Or you get my PR up, Miss Liz. 910-723-0794, and she'll get you hooked up with that. Shout out to L3CEO Promotions and that movement that they're doing out there in the Carolinas with the Second Chance, Let's Make It Happen movement. Shout out to y'all out there for convicted felons getting a second chance to do what they need to do to be successful out there, man. So MP3Wax.com, let's get to this industry news real quick. Neo Soul, my main man out there, you know, D'Angelo, even though he spit on that lady back in the day, but I ain't going to talk about that. He is going to be hosting the Vanguard U.S. tour. So he's announcing he's going on tour. So definitely be doing that. Shout out to D'Angelo, you know, Mr. How Does It Feel? You know, how does it feel to the ladies, I guess, you know, out there. So, and I guess whoever can, you know, we're in this world right now where, you know, they're about to prove the same-sex marriages, you know, I guess it's whatever your preference is. How does it feel? Whatever your preference is, I'm gonna leave it like that. You know, because I'm not biased. Hey, whoever you happy with, I'm not trying to. I'm not Dr. Phil. I can't. And that's a plug for Dr. Phil. You know, that's a quick bro. I had to do it. That's a quick plug for Dr. Phil. You know, whatever. I'm not him, but whatever your relationship status is, or whoever you're happy with, you know, you need to be happy and just like happy ever after. But anyways. More news, Louisiana music artist Bootsy interviews with, you know, the Breakfast Club. Shout out to the Breakfast Club on their new joint, Retaliation. It's a thing going on with the Retaliation, and especially based on what's going on in Baltimore. We're going to talk about that a little bit. You know, label issues. You know, I thought it was a rumor, but I guess that whole clique, you know, with him, Webby, and Fox and Leon and Mouse and all them, you know, it's not looking too good over there. Cause I know he did a track with 50 Cent. I don't know if that might be happening, if they might be getting together, you know, on some things with G-Unit or however stuff that they got going on over there. Tech N9ne, 2 Chainz, and B.O.B., Who Go Crazy video. Of course, DJ Ski, shout out to DJ Ski, speaks on the release of Jay-Z and Beyonce's new album, Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, or you can say Tidal, like Red Man, Method Man back in the day, however you want to pronounce that. I think that should be all right, I guess, you know, all I know is it's going to be dollar signs. That's all I know. It's definitely going to be dollar signs because they're going to hit the album. It's going to go platinum. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're going to go platinum. You already know that. They're going to go on tour. You know, it's the same thing over and over, bro. You know, it's all – they just swimming in money, man. They're like that old cartoon, if you ever watched that joint, Richie Rich or DuckTales, when Scrooge used to jump into the boat of money. That's what they're doing. They just jumping in, swimming in money, and that's how they do. singer Natalie LaRose and Jeremiah performed. They performed live on Ellen talk show recently. Didn't get a chance to check that. I might check that out later on. But make sure you go to the site and check out mp3wax.com. They got Yellow Wolf. He's up there with Eminem. A lot of different variety of celebrities. Music star Ed Sheeran announced his record selling stadium tour. So it's a lot of things popping off. Rick Ross, Red Cafe. Shout out to Red Cafe. You know, I haven't heard from him in a minute. With Rick Ross and Jeremiah Make Me Proud joining us. It's out there popping right now, floating around out there on your radio stations and some of y'all's. You know, some of y'all hackers that be downloading music on the hack side. But, hey, you do what you got to do, I guess, until you get caught. Whatever. It's all good. It is what it is. But I ain't trying to bust nobody out. Because I've done it a few times, but I ain't trying to put myself in, you know, incriminating situations. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice Radio, man. Mr. Biz, what's good, bro? What's good with you, man?
Man, what is happening? What ain't good, man? You know what I'm saying? God is good. It's great,
right?
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Good to hear from my bro, but they don't even know.
I know, man. They don't even. Wow. They don't. Listen, bro. You about to make me say they don't know. They don't. You know, that's not me though. That's not DJ Nothing Nice. I ain't the R&B thing. You hear me? So yeah, they don't know, bro. Just introduce, man. You rolling over. I gotta roll with you, man. That's my brother, man. Every time I get family on the phone, you know, I get turned up a little. You know, I gotta get turned up because that's just me. But man, just let the people know. You know what I'm saying? That don't know who you are, man, and what you do, what you're all about, and what you represent, man. Just go ahead and talk about that real quick, bro.
Right on, right on. If y'all don't know who I am Mr. Pills, MR period, PILLZ / the Doughboy, you know what I'm saying? ATL, stay down, you know what I'm saying? Riverdale, Collet Park, Mr. River Park himself, you know, just a G in the game, you know what I'm saying? Rap artist. CEO, boss, songwriter, song arranger, anything that got to do with music, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much with it, you know? Just, you know, like everybody else in the grind, you know, just trying to make it happen, you know? You know, at the end of the day, you just got to make sure you support yourself to the fullest,
right?
You know, because ain't nobody going to support you like you. Hey, that's just how it go, you know? You got the grind, you got the grind. Ain't no halftime.
Right.
You know, you got to invest in yourself. That's just what
right.
it is. Yes, I'm an independent artist, but, you know, I make a little noise. That's all, you know.
Listen, man, hold on. You know, I gotta cut him real quick because, listen, if you never seen him perform, man, I'm telling you, man. If I seen him perform back in the day, bro, and I noticed some heat. He got some heat out right now that's floating around, you know, on the social media download network links that you can download if you don't believe me.
Yeah.
While we talking on the phone, you know, you can go check him out because the live performance is ridiculous. You know, I'm trying to see what I can do right now. In my mind, I'm plotting about it, you know, when I do my birthday bash this year. You know, I gotta have him come out and do his thing. I gotta have you come out and do your thing, bro. I have to, man. Sorry, I just, you know. But go ahead, man. Go ahead and finish talking, man. I just throw that in there one time.
Oh, for sure, man, because actually it's going on, about three years since the time you helped on my birthday, you and Guru, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying,
yeah,
prime
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
I was glad.
Yeah, yeah.
We got
yeah,
that.
About time.
It's coming right back around.
Yeah.
So you already know how that. Boy, that's all I got to say about that one. But, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. Just grinding, man. I go back to the era, you know what I'm saying, dealing with, you know, Outkast, Goody Mob, you know, hanging with those folks, you know what I'm saying, you know, mm-hmm. developing my craft with real music and not just trying to sound like somebody else, you know. You have to
right.
have your own individuality when it comes
right.
to, you know what I'm saying, this music thing, because too many people sounding the same, you don't even know who is who. You
right.
see what I'm saying? So you really got to work on that when it comes down to being an artist. And,
right.
and that's the most important thing to me, you know what I'm saying? Just making sure that, you know, when you hear Mr. Pills, you know who he is, no doubt. And
right.
that's just the bottom line. I'm that
right.
fat Mac, you know what I'm saying, on the stage when I get the mic and step
right.
back. That's it.
Right.
That's it. Just
right.
just get out of the way.
right.
Yeah,
about to,
man.
He's just about to get it in.
Hey.
So, well, let me get to these questions, man. Let me go ahead and get to these questions. So, you said that I gotta start from the devil's advocate aspect now instead of the going to other questions. But I since you said that about the music thing, now you know they have this. Shout out to everybody. First of all, I want to say this. Anybody that's in the industry doing any type of music or any genre of music, I just want to say this. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing your thing. You're gonna have situations that are gonna come up, and you have to know how to handle them professionally. You know what I'm saying? I will say that. And on the second note, I will say, especially to you too, on the phone too, Mr. Pills, I want to say, you know what I'm saying, man, y'all stay grinding, man, regardless. Even if it don't matter how long it's going to take you, you know what I'm saying, to get where you need to be or where you want to be, but keep on doing it. So in me saying that, I just want to ask you, going this way to the devil's advocate side, I had to set it up nice, but the beef with Wayne and Young Thug, man, what's your whole perception on it? Do you think it's just more of a marketing technique, or do you think it's real, or you think it's just something that's going to pass by, just for something for the hip hop side of the house? You know what I mean? To be popping or something? You know, because they're saying that, you know, excuse me, they're saying that, you know, hip hop right now is kind of down. You know what I mean? Hip hop is looking for somebody to step up to, you know, make that move like it used to be. That's what they're saying. Now,
yeah.
what's your take on it, bro?
Well, with me, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I think it's too rich to be acting like this. You see what
right.
I'm saying? It's
right.
way, way too rich. I mean, there's some school kid shit. You feel what I'm talking about?
Because
at the end of the day, Wayne, you know what I'm saying? He came from the Hot Boys, et cetera.
Right.
So Wayne been in the game. Wayne got way more money than Young Thug. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
it's the situation where it all comes down with, you know, that inner circle, you know what I'm saying,
right.
baby,
right.
you know what I'm saying, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess he's stirring this up, you know what I'm saying, and Thug mind that he hotter than Wayne. Thug, he ain't been out long as Wayne. He sold
right.
as many hit singles as Wayne. So this is not
right.
a competition when it
right.
comes down to who got the work. You feel me?
Right.
There ain't no competition.
Right.
There ain't no comparison. So
right,
all that
right.
all that is obsolete.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, it really don't make no sense, because all of it can be avoided, because, like I say, it's enough out here for everybody. If you want
right.
it, but don't nobody want to play their position. Everybody want
right.
to be at the top. You
right.
got to know how to be the shortstop. You got to know how to be the outfielder. You got to know
right.
how to be the point guard, et cetera. And you can't
right.
always be the LeBron James. You feel me?
Right, right,
so,
right, right.
And that's what's so sad about the situation, because all this beef only leads to niggas getting shot for no reason.
Right,
niggas,
right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's
right.
crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you be reluctant, you know what I'm saying, to follow that entourage that, you know, well, yeah, I'm a thug, I'm this and that.
Right.
But
right.
a lot of these niggas hollering about they thugs. I ain't
right.
thugs. So, you know,
right.
and that's what they got to understand. Just be you, you know.
Right.
But with the situation with them, it goes, it's about that money. And
right.
if what I hear, you know what I'm saying, if Wayne ain't got, you know, his royalties from all his music, or that's what they fighting over, or this, that, and the third, that's something you should have handled before you laid that down. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right,
once
right,
you,
right, right.
Like I told people, man, sometimes it's wise to take
right.
that $100,000, you know, advance instead of that $1 million, because that $100,000, you know what I'm saying, you know, you're going to have all your free creativity, whatever you want to do. That $1 million,
right.
once you sign that line, you're signing your life away. So when you sign it, you better be careful what you're signing, because in the rap game is way worse than the dope game, but you go
right.
broke before
right.
you get rich, and that's just
right.
that's just how
right.
it is. And
right.
and when you're hotter than somebody, it's like back in the day, we used to fight with our fists. Now,
right.
no, ain't going to happen. Niggas got
right.
to have you got to get that pistol, and,
right.
and that's the sad thing about it. That's why you can't really go to no shows with a person that you know got a target on their head because you don't know if you're going to get hit. You might be an innocent bystander. So that's why, man, it's a crazy situation. And I'm going to say David made it. He did all that, you know. So he made it like that.
So you think like Baby's the new Suge Knight then?
You think pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much, man. Because hey, you sign that dotted line with Baby, you gonna It's just like if you signed it with Suge, you already know what time it was. Pop went through that. Remember, he was Suge was in the car with Pop.
Right.
But why Suge ain't did?
Right.
Go figure. So that's what
I
got to say about it.
Now we're getting to those conspiracy theories, huh?
You think about it, boy.
You got to know your business, though. You definitely, I talk to artists, you know me, bro. I talk to everybody. I talk to artists all the time and just let them know, you know, make sure you have artists. You know, I have to breathe in and out on that. Listen, anybody.
Uh-huh.
This is with anything, man. It's crazy because for some reason people, when it comes to a job or it comes to, you know, they go fill out paperwork for any type of driver's license, anything, everybody, they read everything. They don't just sign away. Mm-hmm. So why in the world would you go and sign a contract and just because there's some money in your face or a car right there? You know, I mean, now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong because basketball players do it, football players do it, everybody does it. You know, everybody does it, and nobody suggests. You know, I mean, there's been times where, I mean, even if I'm downloading the program that I paid for, you know what I'm saying? I have to say that.
Right.
That I paid for it, you know, because what I said earlier. But that I paid for, you know, I skipped the agreement. I skipped, click, yes, okay, all right, cool, boom, slide through, boom. But you have to make sure you read the paperwork, and if you don't understand the language on the paperwork, get you somebody that's in the industry that knows it or an entertainment lawyer, man, that's going to help you. You know what I mean? That's what we're trying to tell him, bro. But I don't, maybe coming from you, it'd probably be different, you know, because, you know, I keep on saying over and over and over. So, I don't know.
That you got so many. See, it's a younger generation that's in the music now. And they attracted to that flashy stuff. You know what I'm saying? They ain't really have to go through the struggle, boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, coming up, you know what I'm saying, from the era, you know, Outkast and so on, you know, even with the internet, you know, the street grind is obsolete now because everybody on the internet, everybody's on shit, you're a superstar. You got a million views, you're a superstar. But I don't think like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I don't be worried about who
like
my stuff on Facebook, who retweet. Because of the fact, man, it's all about your self-belief, man, bitch. And to be right now where I'm at and the struggle that I came by, it's been a long haul, but I feel the promise, you know what I'm saying, that I was promised from, you know, my high power coming full circle, bro. And it's just a beautiful feeling because, man, once you respect it, they can't take that away. They can't take that away,
man.
That's worth way more than money, bro.
Right. You're right about that because money ain't everything, bro. So trust that. Trust and believe.
They say hard work pays bills. That's all it pays.
Yes, sir.
Rich or poor, partner. When you're rich, you're still paying bills. Don't worry, you're going to pay them bills. Because if you don't, you better ask some of the best of the best who done got kicked out, and they were millionaires. They're going to give you no names. But, they got kicked out, and they were millionaires. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Don't try to evade the government either because you will – end up, I'm not going to say no names, you will end up like a few people that recently just got out on that tax evasion, they're knocking your door, coming to your job, you know what I'm saying, they're going to come see you.
Hey, what's good tomorrow, boo, 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 who is it? You already know. You ain't paid taxes in 40 years, nigga.
Then you'll catch some football numbers, bro. I'm 30, 40. Yeah. You'll catch them. That is going to be crucial.
Yeah, man.
So also, too, man, flipping it up too, man. You know, the big issue right now definitely is going on with. Well, it wasn't. It hasn't been an issue. It's always been an issue. I'm not gonna say right now because it's always been. But now it had the spotlight and target on it. Of course, the Baltimore protesting slash rioting that's been going on. I haven't really said anything on the social media, and I'm just gonna say my take on the whole thing is there is a thing called freedom of speech to say things and do certain things. You have a right to do and act certain ways, but there is a thing that's called the law. There is a thing that's called the law, and you have to. Everybody has to go by the law. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to go by certain things. And am I siding on one side and another? No, I'm not siding on any side because I don't know the situation. I wasn't there when it happened. From this one to Trayvon to the other ones. You know what I'm saying? In the past, and this is not the first one, and it won't be the last one. You know what I'm saying? I will say that with any race. But I will say this, and I'm going to get your feedback on it. I will say that there are two sides to every story, from social media to the television. And a lot of times the news, that's what the problem is with the United States and America, is that we are so focused on drama. We love drama. We love drama, from Maury, Jerry Springer, to Atlanta Housewives, to Scandal, to all these shows. I'm putting plugs in. A shout out to you. I hope y'all listening, so I can give me a plug in there real soon. But you know, I got to throw that in there. But you know, it's just my whole take on it, and this is what I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna let you talk. Is that there are two sides. You know what I'm saying? And do I side on either side? No, I don't. Am I neutral with everything? Yes, I am. And the reason why I'm neutral because I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what the details are with everything. Is a lot of situations. Seeing it messed up, yes, it is. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is. On both sides. You know what I mean? On both ends. So that's my whole comment on that, you know, because I'm neutral. You know, I've always been neutral when it comes to politics, when it comes to protesting or anything like that. So, and especially religion. But I'm going to get your take on it, bro, as far as the Baltimore situation right now. What's your whole take on everything?
Man, just sad, you know what I'm saying? Because
– right.
You know, as a people, you know, we as African Americans, you know what I'm saying? This just been going on ever since before we was born. So
when
it comes down to we looking at it in this day and age and all that, and we talking about young people in this situation. This is like the first time, you know, a lot of youngins just took over, you know what I'm saying? It's sad because of the fact now they're really going to put the scope on us. You see what I'm saying? Because it's going to happen everywhere else. Soon as if another African American in your neighborhood gets shot, et cetera, you know, people going to act a fool, basically. And now in these times, like you said, you can't beat the law. You can't go around the law. The law, you know what I'm saying? They're not perfect, you know. They so here to protect and serve, but we all know. I ain't finna bash the law. I ain't finna get into all that stuff.
But
at the end of the day, you gotta know what's right and what's wrong, because whomever may get killed, or you know what I'm saying, you have no power over that. If you're tearing up your own neighborhood, like you say. What are you going to come back to tomorrow? You feel me? You know, this is something that when you walk down the street and you be a part of something like that, you're going to look at this building and say, dang, I was a part of that. Yeah, some people might give high praise about what you do, but in the end, don't nobody win because, you know, the government still got control. They got money. They print up money. They can build other buildings. They can do, but when they get you incarcerated, because it ain't no fun behind no bars. Trust me, I know. And when you're dead and gone, that's a wrap. You ain't got nothing else to talk about. You know, so you got to understand what are your priorities.
Right.
Because you can't follow the crowds. You have to be your own leader. And, you know, when you see something like that, you gotta try to draw back. You got to, as hard as it is to draw back, you have to find something inside you to be like, hey, bro, this ain't the right way to go. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And of course right. they ain't going to listen, but at least
right.
you tried.
Right.
Then that's when
right.
you, when they don't listen, that's when, hey, I got to go on my way because I'm not
right.
going to get caught up in a situation that's going to hinder me for the rest of my life. Because they don't,
right.
what they did, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I understand. But like Trayvon, like you say, Trayvon, we lose people, African Americans, every day over nothing. Nothing.
Right.
Because they
right.
have the right to carry a pistol. They can kill you. They can set you up. They can do whatever
mm-hmm.
they want to. That's why
mm-hmm.
they the law, because they,
right.
it is what it is, man. But it's like you as being your own self, everybody,
right.
and this is what I say, man, from day one, I don't care if you was a murderer, rapist, this,
mm-hmm.
that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
I know when you grew up as an adolescent and you was with your grandma took you to church. Yo,
right.
you knew what was heaven and hell. You hear what I'm talking
right.
about?
But
you have to choose your own path.
Right.
And at the end of the day, bro, that's what it comes down to. Because
right.
they said that, you already know, the United States is about to be like a third world country. So don't
yes,
be surprised when you see tanks driving up and down the expressway. Don't be surprised
right.
when you got a curfew, because they,
right.
they folks gonna put you on lockdown. You
yep.
know what I'm saying? And that's the end of the situation, because them folks, they don't want to see black folks survive. I ain't saying all white folks are prejudiced, because it's black folks
right.
against black folks that are prejudiced.
Right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying? It's black folks that are Republicans. So you just got to find it in yourself to really know right from wrong. And if you don't,
right.
then you in a sad situation, because
yep.
you know you can't always be a follower. We need leaders, and
right.
somebody in that community should have been out there when it went down, before it went
right.
down.
Right.
So,
right.
Hey, it's sad, but
right.
that's the real. Like you said, we live out. We feed off drama.
Yep.
We feed
yep.
off drama. The United States. We feed off drama. We love it. That's
right.
what they love. They love negativity sales. Bottom
yep.
line.
You're right. You're right. And then, and like you said, it is. Go ahead.
No. Like you can, you say for instance, you can go post whatever on your social sites. Post something negative. Watch how
mm-hmm.
many likes you get. Post
mm-hmm.
something positive. Boy, they gonna look past that. Well, please, you ain't getting
yep.
nothing.
Yep,
you ain't
sir.
Getting nothing. Put something negative
yep.
up there. Boy, your number's going to shoot out the roof. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. No.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be
mm-hmm.
that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what, that's reality. That's not actuality. That's the
mm-hmm.
world we live in. And,
yep.
hey, that's it. That's it. So, hey, man, it's a sad situation because, like I said, that's the first time, you know, a group of kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, high school kids, you know, we ain't talking about back in the day when they had to organize the
right.
Protests.
Right.
These kids just went haywire.
Yep.
Back in the day when Martin Luther King, they organized all those rallies. It wasn't like they just went out there and did it. And
right.
you know what I'm saying? It was because of their freedom situation. This
right.
this is because, hey, we keep getting African Americans killed, and
right.
I saw some kind of post or whatnot in 2015. It's already like over 100 and something African Americans killed by the police, man. Crazy,
wow,
crazy,
wow,
yeah,
wow.
yes,
wow.
And just
wow.
beginning of 2015.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Why? That's why you
man.
Got to watch who you roll with.
Yep.
When the man pull you over, keep your hands on the steering wheel. Don't move.
Goddamn.
That's true.
Don't give him any reason. You're right. You're right. Definitely don't want to give no reason for nothing. No reason.
Man.
Now, if you want to step it up another level, you know, I'm going to ask that. If you want to step it up another, you know, they got those GoPro cams. You could connect to yourself. So So if anything yeah. goes down, you'll be like, look, Your Honor, I have my hands on the thing. Here's the video.
Yep.
So that, you know, yep. however you want to do it, if you feel like threatening or anything like that, just cover yourself. I'm laughing, but I'm serious, though. You know what I'm saying?
Real. You got to. Because, yep. boy, they trigger yep. happy. Like the dude that was in the I saw when the police had shot that dude running. He
yeah.
shot him eight times,
yeah.
and that dude was
yeah.
good. That was right. target practice, bro.
Yep, yep. You believe
that
it?
That was target practice. Like, he was just at the range, just shoot.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then he ain't
That's
had
right,
nothing
man.
On him.
Nope.
So
that right there was, man. Boy,
what's
I'm
saying,
man?
You.
Man, but man, I gotta switch it up, man. I gotta switch it up because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want people
go
to get out there joining the press. I want them to go ahead. I'm gonna switch it up, man. I'm gonna go ahead and go through these playoffs, man. So I'm gonna run it down. Okay, of course, Golden State's in there to the next round. They blinked out New Orleans 4-0. Portland, they won against Memphis, so it's 3-1 right now. Clippers. San Antonio, watch that game, man. San Antonio keep on, man. They keep on showing me that they the truth against the Clippers
yeah.
Last night. They're 3-2. Houston is, you know, they beat out Dallas, so they on to the next round. Tonight, I know they got Atlanta. I know that's, you know, that's your city. ACL and Brooklyn. Brooklyn
yeah,
then
cool.
came back and they playing tonight. Of course, Washington's on the next round and beat out Toronto 4-0. Chicago, man. They were up 3-0 and they. For some reason, Milwaukee with Jason Kidd is just doing it. They 3-2. So, yeah, they doing that thing. And, of course, Cleveland blanked out Boston. They're already sitting there waiting, relaxing to see who's coming and see them. So, I know, you know what I mean, hit your comment and your view on the Atlanta-Brooklyn. So, what's up, man? What's Atlanta going to do it? Because that's my second home now. ATL is my second home now. You know, yeah, you know, I got to, you know. I like Brooklyn. I'm from New York, but, that you know, ATL
right.
my team. I mean, come on. Was good, man.
Man, they better tighten their ass up real quick because Brooklyn creep up on them, but they shouldn't know about their leg game. But man, they better tighten
yeah.
up. That's all I got to say about it. That's all I got to say about it. I ain't even feeling.
No, you might want to call.
You
can. When we get off the phone,
hey, if I had two chain number, I'd call them and tell them to give them a pep talk. Because they need it. They need it. Boy, you just took
yeah.
over. You better tell them to tighten up, boy.
Yeah.
You better tell them to tighten
up.
Because Brooklyn, man,
yeah.
you sleep on them, boy, but Darren go ham on you.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
ham
yeah.
on, boy.
Yeah. I just need Atlanta. Yeah, I just need Atlanta to go to that next round, man. I'm not no record pools or nothing, no pools or nothing, but I just need them to go to that next round because I would love to see them go against Washington. But I think that'd be a game right there. So,
man,
we're going to say,
they,
I'm not going to even say nothing. Whoever they come across, I think they're about to destroy until they get to, you know, hopefully, you know, I'm looking at maybe Houston because, well, I take that back because Houston got to play. If Houston beat out, San Antonio beat out the Clippers, man, they might be, I don't know. We'll see. I think they're going to just run over Houston, I think. I don't know. But we'll see. I don't know. Moving on, bro. Moving on. Yeah, man, because, you know how I go with that, man. You know, you never know. You never know what's going to work with them sports stuff, man. It's always. That's why I don't bet, man. I don't do the betting. So
exactly. I bet on dominoes. I bet
yeah.
on shooting dice,
okay.
and I bet on playing spades and tump.
See, you better than me, bro. I don't bet on nothing, bro. I can't do it, man. I went to Las Vegas, bro. I went to Las Vegas. Man. I'll take this real quick, man. Look at me, bro. I went to Las Vegas, man. Got on the blackjack table. You know, put the $5. You know what I'm saying? First of all, okay, hold on. Let me rewind that. First of all.
Mm.
Okay, this is the – every three hands, they shuffle the deck, bro. Every three hands, they shuffle the deck. So, this is
right.
the deck. So, you know, I'm like, okay. So, I'm watching. Say, okay, let me jump in. Put the $5 down, boom. All right, cool, got 10. You know what I'm saying? Put five, you know, another. I said, all right, cool, let me go ahead and put another $5 down, boom. All right, cool, 15. I said, one more time, you know what I'm saying? Boom, 20. I'm out, bro. That's it. I'm done. I'm not – you're not
yeah.
going to get me – bro, you're not going to give me something at that hundo, and then you're going to take all my money and be pissed off. You know what I'm saying? So, no, bro, my guaranteed bet is when I be like, hey, man, look, we got this show. They're going to pay us. We're going to go to it, get the money. That's my bet. And the bet, I'm going to get the money. That's the bet. That's what I do. That's how I bet. But anyway. Let's hit the
– Yeah, man.
I got to be real with it, man. I can't do it. I can't, bro. you like my brother with the throwing the dice. Like, y'all boys, y'all. I don't know, because he's a big boy too. So maybe that's that big boy trait y'all got, throwing them dice, man. He be playing that CeeLo.
Hey, bye.
See y'all.
I'm a little more Joe, but I'm buzzing, bye.
I got two people. Listen, I got two people. If you want to set something up, that's listening. I got two people that listen. We're ready to take all your money. I'm just saying, if you want to go that way, you know, because I'm just gonna be the coach. I'm just gonna be the collector of the money. I'm like, okay, here you go. That's all I'm gonna do. I might throw a little. Oh man, he's giving you a dollar back, man. He came with five stacks, but he came with a dollar because he, you know, because I know my brother. My brother, he like to talk. I don't know. He's a talker too. We might have to have some security or something. Because I don't want nobody to be mad, bro, because they got their money taken. You know what I'm saying? I can't.
that happened to me one night at the park, man. Me and my brother, man, we shaking them things. And mm-hmm. we just in the park shooting, boy. We shooting dogs and about, mm-hmm. boy, you know, mm-hmm. you get your feelings hurt when you lose in them dogs. Once I took it and that was time to go, boy, man, he got the pistol. And not knowing that my brother had the pistol on him, boy, tighten up.
Yeah.
We don't come to the park unprepared, no. But, but people get in their feelings. But that's why you gotta know who to jail. Cause you in their feelings, boy.
Man,
on my rent money.
They get mad. They're gonna tell on you. They gonna go to your mom.
Yeah.
Like in church, be like, hey, yeah, he took my money. Took my money and stuff like that. So,
get back and ready to lay your head on your pillow and count your money And why you don't know? Anywho, why you already know? That's why that's a long night. Them drinks, boy, I make you buy. And I'm,
you done, boy, you done, for sure. You done, man, you done. But go ahead and switch it up, man, because I know I gotta get ready to DJ later on tonight. But I'm gonna go ahead and let's get on this music thing, man. So what's cooking up in the pot, man? What projects you out? That's out. I know I've seen a lot of stuff floating around. So what are the projects you got coming up? Shows you got coming on? What's going on?
Yeah, man. Actually, tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going and chilling with Pastor Troy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hustle Gang down here, Phase 2 in Riverdale. You know what I'm saying? Got to go blaze the stage. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, just so much going on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mixtape, get ready to drop the album, get ready to shoot the video. Just so much different. Just so much I'm doing that's in this pot. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I'm excited. I'm just excited for what's about to go down because I done ran into a whole new squad, man, a whole lot of new plugs. You know, it's always good to meet new people because you get new product. You feel me?
Right.
So
right.
Now, you know, things are just looking, man, out of, man. That's you see them speechless like that. You
right,
know?
Right,
so,
right.
I'm just saying, it's doing what it do, but like I said, I invested in myself. I ain't going to ask you, hey, ain't no such thing as free when it comes to this music. Nothing free when it comes to this music. Ain't nothing free when it comes to the DJ spinning your stuff. You got the DJ, you know what I'm saying? That's the man that break your movies. You know, so that's what you really want to be in tune with. So, yeah, man, it's just.
Right, that's what's up. But go ahead and give out your, you know what I'm saying, your booking information if they want to book you with social media and everything like that, bro.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. My social media, my Facebook, my government is Mario Johnson, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Pills, MR.PILLZ. Book Mr. Pills at gmail.com. If you bought that business, serious inquiries only. IG, Mr. Pills. 747, Twitter at Mr. Pills 01, YouTube Mr. Pills. Like I said, Bing me, Google me, MR period, PILLZ. You know what I'm talking about? You can't miss me. The Fat Mac from the ATL, A Time, stay down all the way to your time. You feel me?
Oh, let me ask you. I'm just going to ask you one more question, too, man. I always got to do this. Give me five artists that you would love to work with or that you have already worked with, and also after that, after those five, it don't matter, dead or alive, and also what would be your place, if you haven't already performed that you would love to perform at?
It don't matter. I'm going to say, you know, my five artists, most definitely my pioneers, man, you know what I'm saying? I've like I said, I kicked it with Goody Mobb, you know, being from the A, I done kicked it with all them cats, so. I definitely salute them, but people, 8-Ball, MJG, you know what I'm saying? Bun B, you know, the pioneer Bun B, Pimp C, Red Soul, you know, Snoop, you know, the list goes on because I'm just not attracted to one type of music or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? I love everybody's flow.
Right.
You know, where I want to perform maybe a birthday bash. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere, you know, something major, you know.
Something exclusive.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just to get out there and do something. And, you know, just knowing that, you know, you put all this hard work in and it's being, you know, seen, it's a beautiful thing, man. So, I salute everybody doing their damn thing, man, because, you know, you got to stay humble with this situation because if you only know how long I've been in this grind, you know, not saying I'm an old cat, but, you know, it takes that sitting back and marinating. Like I say, when you listen to my music is like a pot of gumbo because once you get in that pot, you don't know what you're going to get, but you're going to like it. No doubt.
Right, it's going to be good.
Reverb Nation, Mr. Pills. Yeah, already.
All right, that's what's up,
yeah,
Brent.
Man.
I really appreciate your time, man. Appreciate it. We're going to definitely coming to the A real soon again, bro. Trust that. Trust and believe that. I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
So, So, like I said, appreciate your time, man. I know you got to prepare yourself, prepare myself.
Yeah.
Those of you tuning in right now, man, it's in the Orlando area. I want to say this real quick. I'll be down at Epic. Just got the call earlier today. I was like, okay, all right, DJ, all right, Epic downtown Orlando, 57 Pine Street. You already know what it is, man. I'll be holding it down for a little bit, 10 to 2, for the reggaeton and hip hop, but it'd be more so hip hop because, you know, I do that, but, you know, I got to go to my roots. But it is what
yeah,
it is, breaking the independent music down there, too. So make sure y'all come down there and support. Make sure you hit up Mr. Pills, man, one more time. Tell him your information real quick. One more time, sir.
All right. Like I say, my Facebook is Mario Johnson. Mr. Pills, just go Google that, MR period, PILLZ. My Instagram is Mr. Pills 747. Twitter at Mr. Pills 01. Everything, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Pills. Reverb Nation, everything, Mr. Pills, MR period, PILLZ, no doubt.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate your time, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and get out of here, and I'm going to keep on talking to these folks on here real quick, and I'm about to get out of here too, man. Really appreciate the time, man. My brother from another mother,
hey,
I'll hit you up.
Already, but I appreciate you, boy. I appreciate you, man.
No
you don't even know.
No doubt,
hey, this my real G here, boy.
Right.
Hey, I appreciate everybody listening. I appreciate y'all, Mr. Pierce.
All right, man. 100, bro. And that's what it was, man. All right, 100, bro. And that's what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. Shout out once again to everybody who's been tuning in, man. Shout out to LNL Films, BNC Music Group, MP3Wax.com. Make sure you go there. Make sure you hit them up. Good Times. Make sure you hit them up. Good Times USA on the Instagram. Hit up Mr. Pills, Mr. P-I-L-L to the Z. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit them up. Check them out. Make sure you book him. Be about business because he's straight about business. And please don't try to lose no money on that gambling with him because he will take your money. I'm just letting you know, he's going to take all your money. He's going to take your money, man. I don't want you calling me, you know, texting me saying, nice, you took money. Can you find out where Mr. Pills is? I'll be like, I don't know where he's at. He's in Jamaica somewhere, man. So,
tell him.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. I'm just trying to give you a warning. But if you want to go ahead and test the waters, like my mom tell me, go ahead. But don't call me, man. Do not call me on that. Only on business. Don't call me crying, saying he took my money. I'm like, well, I told you. You know, I told you so. I'm going to hit you. I told you so, because that's me. That's when the real DJ Nothing Nice comes out. Like, I told you. And I'm going to keep it moving. But it is what it is, man. Like I said, once again, shout out to Mr. Pills. He's on the phone right now. He's about to do that show.
Yeah.
If you're in the area, in the ATL area, man, go there. Check him out, man. And just network with him, man. Just get that knowledge because he's definitely dropping those jewels for you. Shout out to LNL Films, BNC Music Group, MP3 Wax, Good Times, Logo Lens, everybody that's tuning right now, man. And, you know, like I like to say all the time, be consistent, have communication in everything you do, and be who you are. Be unique, man. Be different. Communicate, commitment, consistency, man. It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Mr. Pills, and we out, man. Peace.
Already.